Unit 11, Growth, Importance, Organization and Functions. Page number 1, Structure. 11.1, Objectives. 11.2, Introduction. 11.3, Growth. 11.4, Importance. 11.5, Organization. 11.6, Functions. 11.7, Organizational Structure and Functions of Legislatures in the United Kingdom, UK, the United States of America, US, India, and Switzerland. 11.8, Let us sum up. 11.9, Keywords. 11.10, Some useful books. 11.11, Answer to check your progress exercises. Page number 2, 11.1. Following are the major objectives of this unit. 1. To study the growth of the legislatures. 2. To analyze the importance of legislatures. 3. To evaluate the organization of legislatures. 4. To analyze the functions of legislatures. 5. To focus on the growth, organization, and functions of legislatures in UK, the US, India, and Switzerland. 11.2, Introduction. There is no particular name by which legislature is called. It is referred to as a parliament, congress, diet, national assembly, etc. It is also called representative assembly, empowered to enact statute law. Legislature is basically a deliberating body which has the power to enact laws, raise taxes, adopt budget, ratify treaties, declare war, etc. for the whole or part of the country. It acts as a link between the government and the people. A channel of communication that can both support government and help to uphold the regime and force of the government to respond to public demands and anxieties. Open brackets, Haywood, 1997, close bracket. Interestingly, the power of the legislature in different systems differ. In parliamentary system, it is treated as the supreme body. In presidential system, legislature is treated as a branch of government which is either independent or is equal to the executive. Usually, the legislatures are elected by a broad spectrum of population from different constituencies spread across the country. The term legislature should not be identified with all kinds of assemblies. Rather, the term should be used to denote only those assemblies that execute a representative function. 11.3, Growth. Once Walter Bagehot wrote that a parliament is nothing less than a big meeting of more or less idle people. This is because of the fact that parliament has not simply remained an institution of its own. Rather, it has become an institute for change, institution for providing spaces for the representation of masses. The term parliament is derived from the French word parle, meaning to speak. This is why parliaments have been called deliberative bodies or consultative bodies, debating bodies or talking shops. In fact, parliament is another name for legislature. The latter is also called by different names: diet, national assemblies, congress, congress of deputies, etc. Page number 3. Growth of legislature as an institution is not a modern phenomenon, but its concern for the purpose of society is relatively a new one. In the earlier times, the human laws were treated as a part of universal natural law, discoverable through the reason rather than by the declaration made by the people. However, the growth of positive law and the declining power of the monarchical power, the legislature with lawmaking power, with increasing need for the modern society came about. This is the reason why legislature as a lawmaking body is a modern phenomenon. The growth of legislature can be traced to the period of Greece and Rome. Iceland's Alþingi of AD 930 is supposed to be the oldest existing assembly or legislature. However, the model for legislature came from Britain. Model parliament dates back to the period of 1295 and beyond. Parliament of England or the UK has been called Mother of Parliament as it becomes a model for other countries. One of the world's oldest parliaments is England's Parliament. In fact, Indian Parliament reflects the UK model. US also followed the suits of UK. In the US, some of the features can be derived from the Roman Senate, except that it added a new dimension to the two houses of the Congress. It introduced the bicameralism right from the beginning, as it would guard the interest of the member states in the federations. It is here that James Madison argued for the separation of powers on the ground that it would avoid the tyranny. This is discernible in the following. Weight of legislative authority requires that the legislature should be divided. A second, open brackets, upper chamber would serve the people to protect against their rulers. In England or in the UK, the parliament emerged during the medieval period, initially as an advisory council. Incidentally, its evolution began with Curia Regis, King's feudal council. The advisory or feudal council then included the representatives from different countries, ecclesiastics and noblemen. This was the beginning of the formation of the House of Lords. However, most important duty of the council was to approve the tax proposal made by the king. Sometime, the advisory council would bring in public grievances before the knowledge of the monarch. This was the beginning of the growth of legislative powers. However, the first attempt towards creating a modern parliament began in the 13th century. It was 1295. A model parliament was introduced, which comprised of representatives from borough, both from towns and cities. Initially, the latter were completely powerless and the monarch had all the power either to enfranchise or disenfranchise the borough at his pleasure. Page number 4. It was during this time that no autonomy was given to the burgesses. Any attempt to demand independence or autonomy would lead to the exclusion of their towns from parliament. However, it was during the reign of Edward III that divisions of parliament into two houses were made. The knights and burgesses continued the House of Commons. On the other hand, the clergy and nobility formed the House of Lords. But the irregularities in membership of houses continued during the 14th century. Nonetheless, the parliamentary supremacy began to emerge during the 14th century when they gained larger control over grants of taxes to the king. The constitutional position of the parliament was at first undifferentiated from that of the Great Council. Large assemblies were called only occasionally to support the king's requests for revenue and other important matters of policy, but not to legislate or consent to taxation in the modern sense. In the 14th century, Parliament began to gain greater control over grants of revenue to the king. Even during this period, the House of Commons was subordinate to the Crown and the Lords, but they acted with increasing boldness that became apparent when they complained about heavy taxes, demanded accounting of royal expenditure, and opposed the military expedition and management of the monarch. They even went to the extent of initiating the proceeding against some king's ministers. All this started during the Good Parliament of 1396
but also continued in the subsequent period, especially during the period of Richard II, the House of Commons not only impeached some of the ministers, but also demanded control over taxation and public expenditure. Despite all these changes, the House of Commons still remained weak and subordinate to the Crown and the House of Lords. Nonetheless, it was also largely due to the increasing power of the Crown till the beginning of the 16th century. In fact, the trend changed when Stuart kings came to power in 1603. It all began with Stuart kings, particularly James I and Charles I. They picked up quarrels with the House of Commons on the issues of taxation, religion, and royal powers. This led to the English Civil War that abolished monarchy as well as the upper house in 1649. It was during this period the Parliament not only demanded collateral power but also actual sovereignty. However, monarchy and the House of Lords were restored in 1660, immediately after the death of military dictator Oliver Cromwell, who had reduced the authority of Parliament to a farce. Page number 5. This restoration also saw the supremacy of legislature with control over taxation, expenditure, and a partial control over the ministers through impeachment. Second instance that further diminished the power of the monarch and affirmed the supremacy of Parliament was when England saw the Glorious Revolution in 1688. Despite all these things, the House of Lords continued to enjoy the place of powerful chamber until the 19th century. Nonetheless, the earlier century saw one more change in the parliamentary system. It was in 18th century the office of Prime Minister was established. It was during this period that the modern notion of government remaining in power as long as the government enjoys the support of the Parliament came to currency. Interestingly, the modern notion about the support of the House of Commons came only at a later date. Even the issue that the Prime Minister should always be from the House of Commons evolved at a later date. However, until 18th century, membership to the House of Commons did not come from common public. It was largely a house of propertied upper classes, since the membership was linked to private wealth and liberal patronage. This is the reason, till 18th century, the private legislation took precedence over public laws or the acts in the Parliament. The complexion of the Parliament completely changed after 1800 with the addition of 100 Irish members. The latter acted as an important political bloc during the subsequent century. In fact, during 19th century, House of Commons experienced important changes. The change was experienced in the sphere of representation. The anomalies in the representation to the Commons were attempted in the Reform Bill in 1831. The House of Lords also joined in supporting the bill. The latter introduced popularly called Reform Bill of 1832, which abolished rotten boroughs, established uniform voting requirements for the boroughs, and granted representation to the populous cities, but also retained many pocket boroughs. There are other factors that also led to the introduction of Great Reform Bill of 1832, particularly the growth of new classes from the Industrial Revolution, demand for extension of suffrage, and flagrant abuses of patronage, etc., made the House to adopt Reform Bill. This was followed by the adoption of Reform Bills of 1867 and 1884. The former reduced the property requirements for voting, particularly in boroughs, including reducing the number of representation from the less populous borough and extended parliamentary seats to industrial towns. The Bill of 1884 further lowered the property qualifications. However, the Parliament brought in a change in multi-member constituencies to single-member constituencies through Redistribution of Seats Act. Page number 6. Changes to the complexion of Parliament further came when working class began entering into the House of Commons. This has had the effect on the House of Lords. Particularly, issues of social legislations further weakened the power of the House of Lords. The Parliament Act of 1911 stripped the House of Lords into its veto power, especially on the matter of money bills. And on other bills provided that a measure should become law if passed by the Commons in two separate sessions, even if vetoed by the Lords if 2 years had elapsed between sessions. In other words, the Parliament Act of 1911 finally smashed the legislative parity or equality of the two houses of the Parliament. At the same time, the House of Lords was only allowed to hold back legislation for 3 parliamentary sessions or 2 calendar year. Since the passage of this act, the House of Commons has emerged as the powerful as well as dominant branch of Parliament, both in theory as well as in practice. Nonetheless, the growth of the Parliament cannot be delinked from the growing party influence. Parties have played a major role in making the House of Commons a powerful body. In fact, 20th century has seen the further decline of the power of House of Lords in relation to the House of Commons. Check your progress. 1. Note 1. Use the space given below for your answer. 2. Also check your answer with the clues given at the end of the unit. Question number 1. Discuss the growth of legislature. 11.4. Importance. Legislatures have played an important role in democratizing the politics. Their importance lies in the fact that legislatures of different countries not only have delivered effective but also responsible government. This is because of the fact that in the parliamentary system, the executive is largely drawn or selected from the legislature. Page number 7. Secondly, it has made the government to be responsible or accountable to an elected legislature. More than that, it has made the government to remain in power until it retains the confidence of the legislature. This is the reason why the legislature has got the upper hand, as it has the ultimate power to remove the government. Even in the presidential system, legislature by way of its different powers, such as the power to impeach, interrogate, etc., has made the government to be a responsible one. One cannot deny the fact that legislatures also link to the political instability. This happens in a parliamentary system, especially whenever no party gets the clear majority to form the government. This also happens when party system becomes a fractured one, and that is quite often associated with proportional electoral system. In the French Fourth Republic, between 1945 and 1952, 25 governments were formed, wherein no government remained stable. Similar situations is discernible in post-war Italian politics. Between 1945 and 1996, 52 governments were formed. The similar situation is slowly enveloping India. All these does not mean that these changes are the result of political upheavals. They are the result of regime changes or changes in the ministerial birth, or they may be the result of growing regional parties and different groups which are trying to enter into the democratic or political spaces. A legislature also helps in preventing all-powerful executive through different means. One such means is the checks and balances as incorporated in the U.S. The founding fathers of the U.S. Constitution were apprehensive of the fact that all-powerful executive would replicate the British monarchy in the U.S. To prevent such a trend developing, they introduced checks and balances. Here, the U.S. executive, legislature, and judiciary are treated as separate branch and that no overlapping of power is allowed. But at the same time, they have the power to constrain one another's power. For example, while Congress has the power to legislate, the President retains the power to veto it. However, Congress can override this veto by passing the same legislation by two-thirds majority in both the houses. This relationship can be substantiated by another example. President has the power to appoint senior executives, including the judicial one. However, the upper house, particularly the Senate, has the power to confirm them. Page number 8. Although it appears that in the presidential system, the legislature and the executive are pitted against each other, in other words, there are 10 times of friction between the two. This internal tension is seen as one that helps to protect the individual rights and liberties. This is because of the fact that it avoids the absolute domination of executive over the legislature by a way of range of powers vested in the legislature. This is once again can be substantiated by the example of the U.S. Congress. Congress, for example, has the right to declare war and raise the taxes for the state. Meanwhile, the Senate has the power to ratify the treaties as well as confirm the appointments made by the President. Both the houses of the Congress have the power to change and impeach the President. Legislature helps in large number of retrenched categories to enter into the political domain. India is a classic case where it has opened up political spaces for different categories of people who hitherto been denied the political opportunities to enter into the domain of the legislature. This has helped in reducing the conflict or tension from different social categories that have been demanding political representation in the legislatures. Further, legislature has also allowed the individual members to air their grievances through a private member bill in the midst of the fact that the legislature is fast looting its power vis-a-vis the executive as well as the party. This is quite obvious in the parliamentary as well as presidential system. For example, British MPs have the power to initiate legislations through private member bills. This is the case even in India as well as US. Legislature also brought a new era into the political culture. There is nothing but coalition politics. Governments are formed by the coalition of different political parties. India is now a classic case. Importance of the legislature also lies in the fact that they also perform more creditable educational institutions. Parliamentary debates can help to inform and instruct citizens about the affairs of the government and the major issues of the day. Open brackets, Haywood, 1997, close brackets. Page number 9. Check your progress, 2. Note, 1. Use the space given below for your answer. 2. Also check your answer with the clues given at the end of the unit. Question number 1. Analyze the importance of legislature. 11.5. Organization. Legislature is comprised of one or two houses or chambers. They are called by different names such as National Assemblies, Diet, Congress, etc. Following is the list of titles of legislature in different countries. 1. Althing in Iceland. 2. Congress in US. 3. Bundestag in Germany. 4. Cortes Generales in Spain. 5. Dail Éireann in Ireland. 6. Eduskunta or Riksdag in Finland. 7. Federal Assembly in Russia and Switzerland. 8. Folketing in Denmark. 9. Knesset in Israel. 10. Legislative Yuan in the Republic of China and Taiwan. 11. Oireachtas in the Republic of Ireland. 12. Riigikogu in Estonia. 13. Riksdag in Sweden. 14. Staten General in Netherlands. 15. Sabha Rajya Lok in India. 16. Sabor in Croatia. Page number 10. 17. Saima in Latvia. 18. Simas in Lithuania. 19. Skupština in Serbia and Montenegro. 20. Storting in Norway. 21. Tynwald in Isle of Man. Some of the legislatures comprised of one single house, and that they are called unicameral. On the contrary, the bicameral legislature is comprised of two separate houses. One is called upper house and the other lower house. The power, functions, and duties of these houses is not uniform. In fact, in parliamentary systems such as India, lower house, which is called Lok Sabha, is more powerful than the upper house, Rajya Sabha. The latter is merely acting as a reviewing house. At the outset, there are two types of legislatures. In one type, the executive and legislative branches are clearly demarcated. This is apparent in the US Congress. On the contrary, there are executives who are chosen from the legislative members. This is very much apparent in the UK and India. Nonetheless, upper houses in the federal system are created to accommodate or represent the federating units of component states. There are different methods by which the representation is made to the upper house. This is apparent in Germany, wherein the upper house contains the delegates of the state government. Secondly, it may be through the method of election that would grant disproportionate representation to smaller states, such as the case of United States. Nonetheless, in parliamentary system, the head of the state is also included as part of legislature. This is apparent in the United Kingdom, wherein the British Parliament consists of Crown and its two houses. Similarly, in Ireland, the Oireachtas includes, officially, the President as well as the two houses. On the contrary, the United States, the President, is not officially included in the legislature. Page number 11. Check your progress. 3. Note 1. Use the space given below for your answer. 2. Also check your answer with the clue given at the end of the unit. Question number 1. Critically evaluate the importance of legislatures. 11.6. Functions. The power and functions of the legislature varies from country to country. Over the years, the reducing functions of the legislature to debating chambers or representative bodies would definitely obscure the true significance. Their functions vary from country to another, one system to another. However, in every case, it fulfills some complex functions. For example, in most of the former communist countries, the legislature acted as a rubber stamp of the Politburo. Here, the legislatures had absolutely no power except approving simply the bills brought before it. Haywood argues that every legislature has the following functions to perform. 1. Legislation. This is the most important function of the legislature. This is done on the basis of the law enacted by the legislature, and it is treated as binding and authoritative. There are two reasons for such a notion. 1. Legislature derives its power from the people, and thereby it will be construed that laws are made by the people through their representatives. 2. Any bill before it becomes a law, it would be discussed or debated in the legislature. 2. Representation. One of the important functions of the legislature is providing spaces for representation. It is acting as a link between the government and the people. In fact, the argument for representation became a central issue during the American Revolution. The 13 colonies which rebelled against the British raised the slogan, "No taxation without representation." There are different ways the representation is viewed. In parliamentary system, such as UK or in India, they are treated or seen as trustees. In US, they are treated as constituency representation. Page number 12. 3. Security and oversight. Despite the fact that the powers of the legislatures have been declining over the years, however, they have remained as chambers for scrutinizing the policies of the government and thereby made the governments accountable as well as responsible. Legislatures have adopted over the years multiple methods to scrutinize the government. Parliamentary system has adopted the methods of subjecting the ministers to oral and written questioning. Open brackets, classic case is question time in UK House of Commons, close brackets, or interpellation, open brackets, a process of oral questioning in Germany and Finland, close bracket. Vote of confidence, open brackets, India, UK, close brackets. All these does not mean that legislatures are always powerful enough to scrutinize the policies. In India or in former Soviet Union, the legislature had no power to scrutinize. 4. Political recruitment. Legislatures act as major channels for political recruitment of different categories of people who ultimately become decision makers. This is true in non-authoritarian system, wherein the openness of political system provides scope and spaces for political recruitment from a variety of people. In authoritarian system, political recruitment is done on the basis of commitment to the state or the party ideology or to allegiance to the leader. In parliamentary systems such as India or UK or quasi-federal system like Switzerland, including the US, the legislatures have become the recruiting centers for the larger politics or the political leaders of the state. 5. Legitimacy. Finally, the legislatures have the function of promoting the legitimacy of regimes by encouraging the public to see that the regime is rightful. This is because of the fact that the people rightfully elect them. This is the reason why even the authoritarian regimes establish the legislature to pose that theirs is also legitimate regimes. This depends on their ability to function as popular conventions endorsing laws and policies in the name of the public as well as in their interest. On the contrary, scholars such as J. Dennis Derbyshire argues that every legislature has four important functions to do. 1. Firstly, they have the task of legitimizing policies. This is nothing but translating every political decision into laws. 2. Secondly, they have to act as a link between the people and the executive. 3. Thirdly, they have to act as national debating arenas. 4. Finally, in the liberal and emerging democratic countries, the legislatures have the functions to play, a reactive role of supervising and scrutinizing the actions of the political executive and bureaucracy, calling attention to the abuses of authority and inefficiencies, and suggesting improvements to legislative packages presented to them. Open brackets, Derbyshire, 1999, close brackets.
Page 13.
There are different methods adopted. The questioning of government leaders, the vote of no confidence, etc. On the contrary, S. N. Ray argues that legislature has six functions to perform. 1. Constitutional amendment. 2. Appointment and election. 3. Deliberative function. 4. Speech and debate. 5. Control over government. 6. Control over finance. Check your progress. 4. Note 1. Use the space given below for your answer. Also, check your answer with the clue given at the end of the unit. Question number 1. Discuss different functions of the legislatures. 11.7. The organizational structure, functions of legislature in US, UK, India and Switzerland. A. UK. In the United Kingdom, the legislatures are composed of two houses, the House of Lords and the House of Commons. The House of Lords represents the vestige of aristocracy of the country and that it is a body of long-serving, unelected members. In House of Lords, 92 of members inherit their seats, 574 members are appointed to lifetime seats. Page number 14. In fact, the number of hereditary peers as opposed to life peers appointed by the government has been reduced to 92 out of around 700 in recent years. On the contrary, House of Commons is known as a popular house, elected directly by the people. The party that wins the majority seats in the House of Commons forms the government. House of Commons have now 659 elected members. They are elected for a term of 5 years and hold the office until the parliament is dissolved. Although both the houses have the right to initiate legislation, which constitute the primary function of the house, over the years, power of the House of Lords has been reduced. This is done by different Parliament Acts. Nonetheless, they have some judicial functions to perform. Earlier, the whole House of Lords performed the judicial function. Now, it is done by a group of Lords of Appeal in Ordinary. Open brackets, judges granted life peerage dignities under the Appellate Jurisdiction Act 1876 by the Sovereign, close brackets, and Lords of Appeal, open brackets, other peers with experience in the judiciary, close brackets. The Lords of Appeal in Ordinary and the Laws of Appeal or Law Lords are the Lords of Parliament, but normally do not vote or speak on political matters. House of Commons supremacy can be seen in the matters of presenting some bills to the royal assent without the consent of the House of Lords. Secondly, the House of Lords cannot delay the money bill more than 1 month. Further, the Lords cannot delay most other public bills for more than 2 parliamentary sessions or 1 calendar year. Thirdly, the entire money bill should originate in the House of Commons. The House of Lords cannot amend even the supply bills passed in the House of Commons. B. The US. On the contrary, the Article 1 of the US Constitution aptly made it clear that all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives. The House of Representatives is the popular house, comprising of 435 members elected every 2 years from among the 50 states. Federal law, following the 13th decennial consensus in 1910, established the permanent number of 435. There are certain qualifications to become a member of the House of Representatives. He must be at least 25 years of age, a citizen of the United States for 7 years, and he must be a resident at the time of election of the state in which the representative is chosen.
Page 15.
The upper house of the U.S. is Senate. It is composed of 100 members elected directly from the people, 2 senators elected from each state, regardless of the population. The Senate is known as a continuing body, with 1/3 of its members elected every second year. In fact, senator has to have different qualifications when compared to the House of Representatives. He must have reached the age of 30, a citizen of U.S. for 9 years, a resident of the state for which the senator is chosen. Senate is more powerful than the House of Representatives in some respects, especially the provision of advice and consent in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 2, has made the Senate to ratify the treaties, which requires 2/3 vote, and presidential appointments such as federal judges, ambassadorships, or cabinet offices, all of which require a majority vote for approval, Further, the Constitution, Article 1, Section 3, also grants the Senate the sole power to try out all impeachments, including the executive, judiciary, etc. In fact, both the houses have equal legislative functions and powers with exception. For example, Constitution made it obligatory that the entire revenue bill should originate from the House of Representatives, including appropriation bill. Since both the houses have equal rights, it is argued that the designation of one as the upper house and the other as the lower house is not appropriate. However, most important function of the Congress is to make laws. Both the houses have the function to confirm the president's nomination for vice president whenever the vacancy arises. However, there are differences in the functions of both the houses too. The Senate has the function to advise and give consent to treaties and appointments made by the chief executive. However, during the time of impeachment, the House of Representatives acts like a grand jury, especially presenting the charges, and the Senate sits as a court to try the impeachment. Most interestingly, no impeached person will be removed without 2/3 votes in the Senate. The Congress under the Constitution and by statute also plays a role in the presidential elections. It sits to count the electoral votes. In the event no candidate receives the majority, the House of Representatives, since the latter has 1 vote from each state, selects the president from among the 3 and candidates having largest number of electoral votes. Page number 16. Similarly, Senate also choose the vice president, since he too has 1 vote, from among the 2 candidates who have the largest number of electoral votes. C. India. Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha constitute 2 chambers of Indian Parliament. Lok Sabha is comprised of members directly elected on the basis of adult franchise. The maximum strength of Lok Sabha is prescribed by the Constitution at 552, out of which 530 members represent different states and 20 union territories, and not more than 2 members of the Anglo-Indian community to be nominated by the President. Currently, Lok Sabha is comprised of 545 members, including 2 nominated members. Certain qualifications have been prescribed to become a member of the Lok Sabha. he must be 25 years of age, a citizen of India. Nonetheless, the members of the Lok Sabha are elected for a term of 5 years, unless the Lok Sabha is dissolved sooner. However, during the time of emergency, the Lok Sabha may be extended by the Parliament by law for not more than 1 year and not extending beyond 6 months once the emergency has ceased to operate. However, Rajya Sabha or the Council of State is the upper house and was set up on April 3, 1952. Unlike the Lok Sabha, the Rajya Sabha is a permanent body and it is not subject to dissolution. 1/3 of its members retire every 2 years. There are 250 members, out of which 238 are elected indirectly, and the President of India, for their contribution to different fields, nominates 12. In fact, a member is elected for a period of 6 years. The members of Rajya Sabha are selected by the members of the assemblies of the states and union territories in accordance with the system of proportional representation. The seats of Rajya Sabha are not allocated uniformly. Different states are allotted different number of seats, which can be seen as follows. There are two columns, states and number of seats. Number 1, Andhra Pradesh has 18 seats. Number 2, Arunachal Pradesh has 1 seat. 3, Assam has 7 seats. Page number 17. 4, Bihar has 16 seats. 5, Chhattisgarh has 5 seats. 6, Goa has 1 seat. 7, Gujarat has 11 seats. 8, Haryana has 5 seats. 9, Himachal Pradesh has 3 seats. 10, Jammu and Kashmir has 4 seats. 11, Jharkhand has 6 seats. 12, Karnataka has 12 seats. 13, Kerala has 9 seats. 14, Madhya Pradesh has 11 seats. 15, Maharashtra has 19 seats. 16, Manipur has 1 seat. 17, Meghalaya has 1 seat. 18, Mizoram has 1 seat. 19, Nagaland has 1 seat. 20, Odisha has 10 seats. 21, Punjab has 7 seats. 22, Rajasthan has 10 seats. 23, Sikkim has 1 seat. 24, Tamil Nadu has 18 seats. Page number 18. 25, Tripura has 1 seat. 26, Uttaranchal has 3 seats. 27, Uttar Pradesh has 31 seats. 28, West Bengal has 16 seats. However, Union territories have given 4 representations, with 3 from Delhi and 1 from Pondicherry. Other Union territories are not given any representation in the Rajya Sabha. Nonetheless, there are certain qualifications prescribed to become a member of the Rajya Sabha. He should be a citizen of India, he should be above 30 years of age, etc. Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha have equal powers except in the matters of money bills. This is because no money bill can originate in the Rajya Sabha. If the money bill is not returned within 14 days, then it is presumed that the money bill is passed. In the event of deadlock between two houses over a constitutional amendment bill, a joint sitting is convened. A major function of the parliament is to enact bills. However, Rajya Sabha has certain special powers. It can empower the parliament to enact any law or bills which is falling under the state list on the basis of national interest. it can create All India services, approve the proclamations of emergency in the event the Lok Sabha stands dissolved. D. Switzerland. On the contrary, in Switzerland, the Federal Assembly is comprised of two houses, the Council of States and the National Council. The upper house is called the Council of States. There are 46 councillors, two from each canton and one from each half canton is elected directly by majority votes. 20 cantons send their two representatives and the smaller cantons such as Obwalden, Nidwalden, Baselstadt, Basel-Landschaft, Appenzell, Ausserrhoden and Appenzell-Innerrhoden send one councillor each. In this council, each councillor serves for 4 years and they are free to vote without the pressures of cantons. Interestingly, the election to the council held concurrently with the national council except in two cantons, open brackets, Zug and Graubünden, close brackets. However, in one canton, open brackets, Appenzell-Innerrhoden, close brackets, the representatives are elected directly through the method of popular assembly.
Page number 19. Except for one canton, the canton of Jura, in all other cantons, the councillors are elected by majority vote. Nonetheless, the National Council has 200 members and that they are elected directly from each canton under a system of proportional representation, especially when a canton has more than one seat. Members are elected for a period of 4 years. Each canton is treated as a constituency. Number of deputies to National Council depends on the population of the canton. For example, Zurich, which is the largest canton, has 34 seats. On the contrary, Uri, Glarus, Obwalden, Nidwalden and Appenzell-Innerrhoden each have only one seat. These two houses have equal powers in all respect, including the fact that they have the functions to introduce legislations. Legislation cannot be vetoed by the executive, nor be reviewed for constitutionality by the judiciary, but all laws, except the budget, can be reviewed by popular referendum before taking effect. In fact, Federal Assembly is also called by the Militia Parliament, as members commonly retain their traditional professions. Nonetheless, the assembly can be dissolved on certain grounds. One such ground is the adoption of popular initiative calling for complete revision or review of the constitution. Check your progress. 5. Note 1. Use the space given below for your answer. 2. Also check your answer with the clue given at the end of the unit. Question number 1. Analyze the organization and power of legislatures in UK and the US. Question number 2. Describe the organization and power of legislatures in India and Switzerland.
Page 20.
11.8. Let us sum up. Legislatures have played an important role in democratizing the politics. Their importance lies in the fact that legislatures of different countries not only have delivered effective but also responsible government. Legislatures have been called by different names: Parliament, Diet, National Assembly, etc. Their structure, composition and functions are not the same. It varies with the political system. In some countries, legislature might comprise of two chambers. In other countries, it may contain only one house. In fact, the history of legislature dates back to ancient Greece, but real parliamentary model came to be identified with the United Kingdom. Its saga or struggle between the aristocracy, monarchy and democracy. All these at one particular point of time helped in supporting the upper house with huge power, but it soon declined with the popular house asserting its power. Its importance lies in the fact that they reflect the sentiments of the country, mirror of the aspiration and spaces of democracy. 11.9 Keywords. Impeachment means change, persecution. Anomalies means differences. Amendment means change. Coalition means union, partner. Politburo means political bureaucracy. Monarchy means imperial power, kingdom. Aristocracy means nobility, upper class. 11.10 Some useful books. By W. I. Jennings, Parliament, open brackets, second edition, 1957-1969, close brackets. American Assembly, State Legislatures in American Politics, open brackets, 1966, close brackets. By G. S. Blair, American Legislatures, Structure and Process, open brackets, 1967, close brackets. W. H. Agar, edition, Latin American Legislatures, Their Role and Influence, open brackets, 1971, close brackets. By J. Smith and L. D. Musolf, edition, Legislatures in Development, Dynamics of Change in New and Old States, open brackets, 1979, close brackets. Page number 21. By N. J. Ornstein, edition, Role of the Legislature in Western Democracies, open brackets, 1981, close brackets. By D. Judge, The Politics of Parliamentary Reform, open brackets, 1984, close brackets. By Andrew Haywood, Politics, 1997. By J. Dennis Derbyshire, Political Systems of the World, 1999. 11.11 Answer to Check Your Progress Exercises. Check Your Progress Exercises 1. See Section 11.3. Check Your Progress Exercises 2. See Section 11.4. Check Your Progress Exercises 3. See Section 11.5. Check Your Progress Exercises 4. See Section 11.6. Check Your Progress Exercises 5. See Section 11.7 A and B. See Section 11.7 B and C.
Page 22.
Notes.